In studio with us this morning is Reno County Administrator Randy Partington. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
All right. Can you explain for me, because the county commission, either they did it at their last meeting or they're going to do it at their next one. I can't remember because I've read both agendas. Was doing something about the EMS building in Arlington. Of course, they always have to work hand in hand with the hospital on that. Can you explain that?
Right. So the Arlington EMS station currently is undersized, and so a new station in the city of Arlington will be going up. We're working with the Hutchinson Regional Medical Center as they run the EMS system, and then Reno County contracts with them. So the Arlington EMS station, about $260,000 of that cost comes from county ARPA funds, and the remainder will be covered at the beginning by the hospital, who will then bill the county back for the remaining cost. We're unsure of that cost right now. Estimates $600,000 to $800,000 maybe total. We're hoping that goes down a little bit, that we can get a better deal, but the Arlington EMS station is on track to hopefully by the end of this year at least have more movement. We're working with the hospital diligently to get that started.
And that brings back to mind, the county bought a building here in town for EMS purposes as well.
Right, and that was also with ARPA money. The EMS station that's connected to the health department is also undersized, and by buying the old Nelson Heating and Air building on Fifth Avenue, this will allow for EMS to have better facilities, sleeping facilities, and maybe some more ambulances or larger ambulances also, hopefully better response time for parts of Hutchinson. It's that one, a little over $500,000 of ARPA funds to purchase it, and then we're going to do some renovations, and we'll be putting out a request for proposals to get architect engineering work on that building hopefully this year.
All right. So both of those should be upgraded, you're hoping, I think, in 25, right? Because you're saying it's going to take this year to get all the drawings and everything and then work on it next year.
Right. All the paperwork, all the plans have to be put in place for this year. We'll get that started and hopefully have renovations, construction completed in 2025.
Okay. And so EMS is trying to upgrade things because, yeah, just like anything else, they have to have bigger vehicles with more stuff on them now to handle all the different equipment you need. And it's important also for folks to understand that because of how big Reno County is, Reno County is one of the top five largest by area counties in the state. Having an EMS station out at Arlington, it helps to reduce that response time if somebody out in Western Reno County has or Southern Reno County has issues.
That's correct, because for Western Reno County, the Arlington station is the only thing in that area. Otherwise, residents, if that ambulance is on the run or on a call, they have to wait for an ambulance either from downtown Hutchinson or the Hutchinson Hospital. Okay. Or Pretty Prairie EMS also does help cover the area. And then Haven also has an EMS that helps cover that part of the county.
Yeah, and I'll talk to the EMS folks about just how the rotations work when they're doing things like that later on. But the main point is, from a county budget perspective, though, this is almost, I'm going to say, almost all ARPA money, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Probably 75% to 90% ARPA funds.
Okay, so it's federal funds that are passed through and so on. So in terms of a tax impact, it's negligible on that side of things. Now, having said that, now we need to talk about the budget more generally. Last I heard you talking to the county commission in their public meeting, it wasn't real clear whether the goal of the budget process was going to be revenue neutral rate, which, to really simplify it, and use simple numbers and not the county's numbers, what a revenue neutral rate budget is if you spent $100,000 last year, you would spend $100,000 this year. The dollar amount would be the same. A mill levy neutral budget is one where you would spend the same amount relative to the valuation on the taxes. So you'd actually spend a few more dollars, but the taxing relative would be the same. So have you gotten any direction from commissioners on which of those goals they want to try to reach? Do they want to try to be revenue neutral, in other words, dollar for dollar neutral, or do they want to be mill levy neutral or somewhere in between, or do you still need to talk to them about it?
Well, first, just to really kind of clarify the revenue neutral a little bit, as you said, expenditures, it's really the taxes that we levied.
Right, levy taxes.
Levy taxes. So if we levied $20 million last year, or for the current year, to be revenue neutral, we could only levy $20 million for next year, even though our costs go up versus, as you said, the mill levy. It would be, as valuation went up, that mill levy, the rate per thousand of value would remain the same. The direction from the commission hasn't really been real clear yet, but it is my understanding from talking with them individually, they would like to try to be revenue neutral, knowing that that might not be possible because there are very few areas to cut in the budget. You can cut the budget in maybe some areas, very limited amounts of dollars, or you can use up a lot of the cash reserves, which then puts us in a worse position for future years.
Well, and that's the point, I guess, that you were trying to make, I want to clarify, is that the county does have cash reserves. Where's that at right now, roughly?
For capital?
Cash reserves.
Well, the overall cash reserves probably, I would say we probably have about $6 to $8 million in cash reserves.
Okay.
So a good, it's very healthy right now. But the plan, what I'll probably recommend to the county commission when I give my proposed budget, will be as close to a flat mill levy or a small decrease as possible, which will take away some of that cash, because I will use some of that to get them as a starting point of a flat mill levy as close as I can get. Any other cuts would be the commissioners trying to get it a little bit lower.
Sure. And have you talked to them about, and now I'm talking principles more than numbers, what counties and cities, what is a healthy cash reserve balance? Is there a rule of thumb for percentage of budget or anything like that that you say you want to have this much cash on hand for if you're like poor Westmoreland, Kansas, and Northeast Kansas this last week, the tornado goes through and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to have to spend a bunch of money. Is there any rule of thumb for that?
Somewhat. The Government Finance Officials or Association, GFOA, kind of recommends at least the general fund have about 30 to 40% of reserves. We have over 50% in our general fund. The difference for, say, Reno County, that's more complex than some smaller communities, is we have so many funds. We have a lot of tax levy and funds, so our general fund has over 50% cash reserves, which is great. But it has to cover all those other funds that may only have 15 or 20%. We have a few of the agency funds that don't have very much cash reserve at all, but then the general fund and health department fund are in really good condition right now.
And if you haven't been to the county website in recent weeks or months, RenoCountyKS.gov is the new website, and I hadn't been over in a while to take a look, and it's most of the things that people are going to want, there's a button for it right there on the main page, which is really nice. And Sandra Milburn's been working hard on that. But the main thing is you just want people to be able to find what they're looking for when they go to the website. It's all there. It just was maybe a little bit harder to get to before.
Right. It had been a while since we had updated our webpage. And yesterday, or it may have been Tuesday, is when we went live with the RenoCountyKS.gov website. The Reno County, or the old website, will still transition and direct you right into the new website. But yes, a lot of it was to, one, lower costs, because we're now with GovBuilt versus Civic Plus, and the annual cost for hosting is about half the amount. So we cut the cost in half. but also wanted to make sure that we had a website that for citizens, customers, anyone that's visiting, they know exactly where to go to get the information they want to go for or get to. So we put icons, buttons on the front page that were based on data that showed what the most visited web pages were.
And that's just, it's cool because especially now that people do stuff on their phones a whole lot more than maybe they used to. I mean, I'm standing here in front of a laptop and I have a computer at my desk, and I'll bet you have one at your desk. Yeah. But 90% of the time, folks, if they're going to get something on the internet, they're using their phone to do it now, it seems like.
Right. And what we've heard is the new website actually for the mobile app does look better and is easier to read than the old website.
All right. So again, that is at renocountyks.gov. That's the new Reno County website, and you'll be able to find the details on the things that are important to you. We did have a note from Treasurer Calvert that second half of taxes is due on the 10th of May. So if you've got questions about that, the tags and taxes button is right there at that page as well. Kansas legislature is done presuming the governor signs everything that they passed. Now, that's still up in the air because we're still within that 10-day window, but it seems like, at least from a budget building perspective, the kind of things that you have to pay attention to, there isn't a ton of changes.
Right. From what I've read so far of what has finally been passed, I don't see anything that causes great harm to the county.
So when people have questions about specific things, they can go to the county website first. Also, you can either call or go by the individual places. The annex has, of course, your tags and taxes and county clerk and all of that kind of stuff. So you can go there as well if you've got detailed questions. And most importantly, if you have questions about policy, in other words, about the why is the county doing what it's doing, go to the county commission meetings. They would love to see you. They love to hear from you. You had a lot of public input over the last several meetings. Lots of folks come and talk to the commissioners and ask them questions, and they can't directly answer those questions in that time, but it at least gives you some direction as to going and doing research and bringing information back to them.
Right. It's great for if anyone has public comments. There's a limit of 5 minutes per comment, but if anyone wants to talk to the commissioner, let them know of concerns. That public comment portion of the agenda, which is toward the beginning of the meetings, is a great opportunity, but it is, I'm glad you mentioned, there's not usually dialogue because the county commissioners and staff may be caught off guard not knowing what someone's going to come speak about. So we're not prepared at that point to have a back and forth dialogue versus we can take the information. If anything needs to be followed up on, staff will do that at the direction of the commission, but it won't take place in that meeting.
Right. It'll be you'll get them an answer. It's kind of like sticking a post-it note on a bulletin board and then you'll grab it off the board and get it for them. But it's not like a debate in any sense of the word.
Correct.